Sunday afternoon at Valley FM, and it's welcome to Nevo Sheehan, who's with us, joins us on these third Sundays for the Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab. Now, we have some conversations to have with young Neve, because she's just got me walking around Orba every day in March, raising money for Cancer Care Javier. Neve, how's it all gone?
That's the question I'd like to ask you, Bob. How's it all gone? How are your feet? Have you had fun?
It's been good. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because regularly the doctor says to you, especially if you're on medication, he wants to see you every year. And I was 6 months late, so I got told off for that. And he looked at me and he said, how much exercise do you get? And I had to say none. So he said to me, right, walk half an hour, three times a week. That was just before we got in contact with you and I got involved in this. So I've actually been walking every day through March. So it's been positive and it doesn't hurt so much as it did when I first started all of this.
I'm delighted to hear that. Yeah, it was, what's the word, serendipitous? Yeah, I know, it's a big one. I called you, didn't I? And you said, Neve, in fact, I've just had a chat with my doctor. So I think it's a great idea to go for three walks a week, 30 minutes each. I'd encourage you to do 40 minutes if you can, if the weather's permitting. And you will certainly over time notice a difference, not just to your physical health, but absolutely to your mental health as well, because I listen in to you regularly and I know you spend a lot of time in the studio. And I don't think we're designed really as humans to live in concrete boxes constantly, day in, day out, 24 hours a day. I think nature calls us, and it pleases me tremendously, really, Bob, to know that you're getting out, and especially where you live, it's absolutely glorious. So it's wonderful to know you're getting out, and you're going to continue after your month challenge, which, big round of applause, jingle in the background. Well done for doing that for the month, and keep it going, my friend, keep it going. You deserve it, you deserve extra health, and it's nice for the neighbours to see you out and about too, isn't it?
Well, that was the interesting thing because, of course, it went around on social media. I was seen in the local bar before I went off on some of my walks. And the number of people that said, hello, Bob, I said, we're driving down the road and said, we saw you the other day. We didn't stop you, but we saw you anyway. So, yeah, it's been quite an interesting experience.
Great. Well, congratulations and keep it up. You know that I am absolutely passionate about walking, and that's the reason I set up this community a few years ago called Walk Your Way Well, because I personally, in a time of struggle and maybe need, found walking as a great release for my emotional health and as a distraction from my other bad habits. So walking became a huge part of my life, and Walk Your Way Well is something that I will pontificate about day in, day out, if you'll listen to me. And I thought it'd be really nice just to chat today on our first proper Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab chat, to talk about walking specifically, since you've been doing it and since I'm always doing it. It seems like a great topic of conversation. What do you think, Bob?
Sounds like a good idea. So plenty to come in this hour. Now, if you talk to sort of these young trendy types, they're going to be spending hours in the gym with the latest trainers and the latest t-shirts and this, that and the other. And they might say, walking, yeah, that's not fashionable. But it's good for you, isn't it?
At the end of the day, we're designed to walk. Human beings are long walkers. So we would move across great plains back in the day, depending on the seasons, as we tried to find shelter and food. So our bodies, our physiques are designed to walk. Running, which many people do as a form of fitness, is something we did back in the day, as a flight method, you know, to get ourselves out of danger or possibly to hunt. We didn't do it for physical exercise. So walking is a really natural, really safe, really healthy way of exercising. Our bodies are designed for it. It's not high impact on our knees and our hips. And certainly that's something we should, you know, consider. I'm not looking at you particularly, Bob, but as we get a little bit older, we should consider our joints and our muscular strength and choose sports that don't harm us in any way. The thing I love most about walking is it's free. It's easy. It's accessible. And like you say, you don't need to pay a gym membership. You don't need fancy shoes. You don't need all the gear. You don't need weights. It's just you and your body and your relationship of putting one foot in front of the other outdoors, which is something I think if you're able to walk, we're all capable of doing. So yeah, I would encourage everybody to walk and not to laugh at it as a means of not a great way to become fit, because it certainly worked for me. I lost 19 kilos over the period of a year. My mental health, my emotional health increased tremendously. The connection with myself, my connection with nature increased, and I felt much more grounded and well-rounded. So walking for me worked absolute wonders, and I thoroughly believe that it can work wonders for everybody, hence I'm here again today. I love this lunchtime lifestyle lab title, and I'd like to just elaborate a little bit on that, because lifestyle is big. It includes everything from our what we eat, what we drink, how we exercise. But what I would like to say is this lunchtime lifestyle lab is a way to talk about how we can learn to live the limitless life that we love. I'm not going to ask you to repeat that, Bob. But yeah, it's a way of looking at ways that we can increase and find the best version of ourselves. And if you're struggling in any way, whether it be physically or emotionally, get out for a walk today. Connect with nature and see how that makes you feel.
I mean, the nice thing is, I mean, you're right, you were talking about impact, and walking is low impact. And as you said, quite rightly, as Baz Luhrmann once said in the famous song Sunscreen, take care of your knees, you'll miss them when they're gone. So you haven't got that impact thing. But the thing that I can understand, that it's good to be out in nature and see all the lovely sights and this, that and the other. Why is it emotionally good for us?
Because I don't think, and I'm sure people would agree, that we are not really designed to live in the concrete spaces that we live in. As human beings, we're designed to be outdoors and be close to nature and the vegetation and the flora and the fauna that has been gifted to us. And I think that's where we become more grounded. So I do think emotionally it's a great place to be creative, to clear the head, to clear the mind. I think you'll find that if you're facing an issue, whether it be a work issue or a personal issue, if you give yourself an hour outdoors, say, right, I'm just going to put it to the side for the minute. I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a good stomp. It gets your adrenaline pumping. It gets the dopamine hit that you might have required. And that's where you might come up with your most creative and most ingenious and ideas and solutions. So from that perspective, it's really good for our emotional health and our mental health. Sitting in front of the screen, which so many of us are doing, including myself, for such great lengths of time every single day, is not what we were designed to do. And I don't think anybody out there would disagree with me on that. So we've got to get the balance right. We need to get outdoors and we need to breathe deeply in fresh air. That's why it's so good for us emotionally. Long answer.
Interesting point. I mean, the thing that fascinated me is walking around Orba, you could be just, you know, a few hundred metres from the high street in this little country lane. I met some geese, and you see all sorts of things. You think, I wonder what the story is behind that. So it is quite fascinating, as well as the good bits for you physically.
Yeah, no, it's true, because when you're driving by these things, you miss so much. And we go into this great, you know, hypnotic state when we're driving quite often. You know, when you blink and all of a sudden you're 20 kilometres up the road, you think, how did I do that? But when you're walking, you do slow down. And you do connect with the things around you. You know, when you go on a city tour and you visit a new city for the first time, and quite often people will resort to the open top bus tour, which is great. And it's an easy way to cover a lot of mileage in a short space of time. But when you do those bus tours, you don't hear the back alley arguments between the waiter and his boss. And you don't get the smells and the scents and the conversations, you know, the sounds that you would do if you're passing through these new cities on foot. And it's the same in our local neighbourhoods. We pick up on a lot more of the atmosphere when we're on foot than we do if we're in a vehicle. So yeah, I know what you mean when you're out and about and you met those geese. You would not have met those wonderful geese if you'd been in your car.
They did look at me funny, I have to say, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, that's by the by. So there are some really long walks. I think, have you done the Santiago de Compostela? You have, haven't you?
I've done the Camino Santiago several times. And that is an incredible experience because it takes some time physically to adjust, and then it'll take you some time over the weeks emotionally to adjust. And then obviously you can become quite spiritual on long walking journeys. The thing is, though, Bob, not everybody has the time to be able to commit to a month to just drop everything and go out and walk, you know. If you do get the opportunity, please embrace it and grasp it and go for it. But other than that, getting out a few times a week is important. Now, I would suggest that maybe popping to the park for 10 minutes isn't quite enough to be able to switch off from the weight of the world. So if you can give yourself a little bit more time, whether it be an hour, 90 minutes, a couple of times a week to really wind down, please try and do that. Physically as well, it isn't running, it isn't a workout in the gym. So to be able to burn calories and to be able to make a difference to our fitness, we should be doing a little bit more than just the odd 20-minute stroll here and there. You need to build up a brisk pace, if possible. You know, I'm not saying that you have to get overly breathless and murder yourself, but do try to push yourself so that you feel like you're burning calories, and then enjoy your dinner later all the more, you know. But I mean, the thing about walking is it's accessible, you know. No matter where you live, you should be able to step outside your front door and go for a walk, whether you're in the countryside or whether you're in the city. Most cities have parks within a good 5 or 10 minutes of yourself, so go and enjoy the park. Yeah, and it's cheap. Again, you don't have to invest in fancy shoes. If you're going to do long walks like the Camino Santiago, if you're going to go mountain hiking, then yeah, you're going to need to invest in something that will give you the ankle protection required. But otherwise, just throw your trainers on and get out and stretch your legs and let me know how you get on.
Everybody look what's going down.
Niva Jean is with us Sunday afternoon here at Valley FM. It is the Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab. Now, we were talking about walking. Now, I know that a couple of the folks here from Valley FM have done a similar walk. It's in around this area, isn't it?
Which, a Camino walk?
Or? Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. It involves, I don't know, certain places around these parts, which is a well-known designated walk. Are they popular and common around these parts?
Walking has become a lot more popular, I have to say. During a certain period of our lives that happened recently where we were challenged because of a health situation, we don't want to get into it too much, but the pandemic did motivate a lot more people to become invested and interested in their health. And walking became even more popular, like I say, because it's accessible and because it's free. So people have been discovering routes on their doorsteps and in their neighbourhoods that they didn't know existed. Now, this area in particular has some stunning walks with our mountain ranges and our forests and our beaches. There's such beautiful scenery to be able to absorb and enjoy. But we also live on a stretch of the Camino Santiago. And this section is called the Camino del Alba. And it starts in Javia, which is located on the beach, on the coast here. And it stretches inland to a location called Almansa. It's 152 kilometres. I quite often walk this route and I bring people walking on this route. If anybody's interested in joining any of my walks, or particularly my Camino walk, you can find me on Walk Your Way Well on Facebook or Instagram. Drop me a line. Yeah, because the Camino sometimes seems like something far off and somewhat surreal, but imagine, it passes our doorstep, so it's right here for us to enjoy.
Now, it's easy to assume the health benefits, if you like, of doing a walk or going on a walk, as my doctor suggested. What are the additional benefits of going with a group of people? Do you become, you talked about the psychological effects of going on a walk. Do you then find yourself bonding with people and maybe wanting to go further or wanting to go again?
Well, the thing is, humans as a race, we require connection. We're not lone wolves. And it is really important for us to be able to connect. And sadly, far too often, a lot of our connections or our conversations happen down the local pub, which is great. And there's a place for that. But it is really important as well to connect in other ways. And sport and fitness and walking is a fantastic way to do that. So if you have the opportunity to walk with a friend or walk with a group, I think you can really make some great friendships and some lasting friendships that aren't based on conversations over the glass of vino. So yeah, I do encourage people to walk in groups. And what's really interesting is that when we're walking, we're face forward. So we're not looking a person in the eye. And sometimes that's very conducive to people speaking more freely and more openly and more honestly than they might have been inclined to do when you're looking somebody face to face. And so it can be a really quite enlightening conversation can happen when you walk side by side. It's used quite often in therapy. So a lot of people will use walking therapy as against sitting opposite each other on a Zoom call or face to face. Therapists are now using more and more outdoor activities to be able to conduct the conversations in a safe place and an interesting place. Nature is a great place to be able to feel that freedom and to be able to open our minds, because we're surrounded by space. So it gives us space in our heads too.
The Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab. Nivo Sheehan is with us talking about walking today. But I'm guessing there are various other things that we can talk about in the weeks to come. As opposed to walking, what else is something good for you that you could do reasonably easily?
Okay, I think the secret to doing good things that are beneficial to your health is that you enjoy them. So if you're going to go running and you absolutely hate running and you detest it and it hurts your knees and hurts your hips and you get no joy from it, I really don't think that's going to be sustainable. You know what I mean, Bob? If you're going to do HIIT classes, you know, those 7-minute intensive interval cruel exercises, they're not my cup of tea. If you're into that, then do it. But if you're not, avoid it like the plague. So my suggestion is, when trying to find something that's good for you, is choose something that you enjoy. So me personally, I love walking. It's not for everybody, but I do think that it can be used in your armory as a great means of wellness. There's loads of other things we can do to increase our wellness and improve our lifestyle. And we're going to touch on many of those over the coming weeks and months. Actually, if any of your listeners have suggestions of topics they'd like to talk about, it has been said that I have the gift of the gab. So I'd be happy to share that gift with you all, whether it's topics of nutrition, supplements, hydration, other means of movement, emotional, mental and physical well-being. As a positive psychology coach, I've worked quite extensively in my studies to be able to find out more about things we can do to adjust and tweak and assist our lifestyle to be able to live the best life that we can, to learn that limitless life that we deserve. So yeah, give me ideas, guys, and let's have some conversations.
Would you like to repeat that that title you used just then? A what?
I'm going to give it a go. The Lunchtime Lifestyle Lab, learning to live the limitless life you love.
Limitless. Okay, let's move on to that briefly, because you get yourself into a mindset, particularly when you reach a certain age. You almost think, nah, that's it, I can't be bothered, or it's not going to do me any good, it's probably going to do me more harm, I'm just going to sit here, have a glass of wine and watch the world go by. That is short-termism, is it not?
That's your determination of the situation, and that's your thought process, and all it is your thinking. It's not fact, unless the doctor has specifically told you cannot run or walk for health purposes. A lot of these things are called what we refer to limiting beliefs, and we have great power if we can access the fact that it's just a belief and it's just a thought and it's just an idea over which we have complete and utter control. So you can imagine that once you wake up and you realize, actually, I can walk today and I can make correct lifestyle choices about what I eat and what I drink. And once you can find that empowerment, you can really achieve, like we say, limitless things. Yes, there will be physical prohibition to certain things that we can do. There are physical limitations, but we can always adjust things. If you can't walk, then swim. If you can't swim, maybe it's yoga for you. If you can't stretch because of yoga, maybe, you know, it's chair gymnastics. There'll always be something you can do and find if you set your mind to it. So like you said, the word mindset is really, really important when we're looking at our limiting beliefs and living a limitless life. Way too many L's in this equation today.
It's an interesting one. You mentioned chair yoga. That's one of the things that on social media I've seen pop up a lot. You've got these chaps sitting on a chair doing stuff. Is that good for you, or is it the sort of thing that you're going to sign up to and find yourself you've got a fairly hefty subscription before you get any information at all?
Well, maybe you don't need to subscribe. Maybe you can get online and check out some free YouTube videos first before you're drawn in by the marketing and you sign up for a subscription. My mother-in-law is 86 years of age and she is currently suffering from very serious cancer, having just recovered from two previous cancers. And she's just had a knee replacement and she's giving classes in chair gymnastics. Now, if that's not an example of somebody who doesn't have limiting beliefs, I don't know what is. And this chair gymnastics is amazing because it's for older people who, you know, they are physically challenged and their mobility is challenged. So she sits with them and they exercise their ankles and they move their arms and they do what they can and they get the blood flowing and the adrenaline pumping. And they love it. Apart from anything else, apart from the physical benefits, they absolutely love this time together and this exercising. So I can't remember what your initial question is, but that happens to me quite often as I rabbit on. Tell me, Bob, what was your question?
Well, my original question was, is it the sort of thing that you really need to subscribe to? And I'm guessing you don't, because at YouTube you can find pretty well anything you could possibly imagine.
Correct.
On YouTube. Yeah. So yeah. It's worth a look. And it's interesting, you mentioned in that last response, exercising your ankles and things like this. One of the things that I noticed when I started walking, every now and again the ankle went, all that hurt. So getting those bits and pieces working as well, rather than using an excuse not to go on a walk, you think, oh, my ankle might hurt. Get your ankle sorted out and it probably won't.
Yeah, and build up slowly. Nobody's telling you to go climb Everest tomorrow.
No, I was looking forward to that next weekend.
Yeah, well, maybe next year. But there's steps and stages to getting our fitness in place. It doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, go slowly, take it easy, but always pushing yourself a little bit, because I do believe everybody's capable of a little bit more than they might imagine. I also, back to the subscription idea, it does have benefits, and the truth is, if you pay money, you might be more inclined to participate. Accountability is an incredible motivator when it comes to our fitness. So if you've signed up to be part of a membership group, or if you pay money to join a group or a subscription plan or a gym, you might find that it does give you that extra, the extra little push that you need. So we won't completely sign off on the idea of subscription plans just yet. People often say to me, because I, on my walks, I accept donations, because obviously I have a business to run, and that's not, you know, it's not cheap here in Spain, as we know. And people will say to me, why on earth would I pay to go for a walk? Well, firstly, you don't have to pay. It's donation. And secondly, because if you don't commit financially, you might not get off your sofa at all. So therefore, committing and paying sometimes will get you there and get you the results that you're after. So the subscription thing is not always a bad plan.
Fair dues. Okay, Niamh, an absolute pleasure. Good to talk to you again. This is going to be a regular third Sunday lunchtime session. Just give us some details once again. If you'd like to get in contact with you, they've got my email addresses and Facebook pages and other things. We can see what you do.
Yeah, basically it's Walk Your Way Well. I have a podcast channel, so you can Google that. Walk Your Way Well on Facebook and Walk Your Way Well on Instagram and the Walk Your Way Well website. You'll find my number there as well, and I'm really accessible on WhatsApp. So if you'd like to talk to me about your fitness level, if you'd like to join on any of my walks, or if you'd like some personal one-to-one coaching or chatting about your fitness, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm eager. So there you go.
Fantastic. Niamh, absolute pleasure, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Bob. Valley.